You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I am joined by Liam Hoffman. He is one half of the Otipote noise rock duo Night Lunch. The song you were just listening to before was one of their own, a 2024 single, 1 Million Pines. The band held together by just two instruments, the homemade two-string bass and the drums. Liam himself is the sole drummer for the band. But yeah, how are you, Liam? How's it going?
Good, nice to be here, beautiful day.
I know, it is. I'm actually like shocked, I didn't believe it when I opened up the curtains today.
Yeah, it's like early autumn.
Yeah. But so you two are heading off to China just at the end of this month. You're doing a 13-show tour. Uh-huh. Have you been to China before? This is the first time.
Only ever been to Australia.
True. So North Island. So second country you've ever been to that isn't your own is on a 13-day tour.
Yeah, pretty casually.
Yeah, it's just what happens.
Yeah.
What, because you're signed by the same label as Dave Kerrigan, am I right on that?
What is it, Trace Untrace?
Yeah.
It's quite a loosey-goosey little record.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more of an informal sort of, they just collate all that stuff. Shout out Julie Dunn, that's her brainchild.
Well, because Dave Kerrigan went on tour in China last year. Was that part of the inspiration to make this all happen?
So they... it was originally... We were talking to the organizer, and then we chickened out slash didn't...
organize in time. And then the organizer ended up going with Dale Kerrigan because they were organized, and freaking I love Dale Kerrigan, they're awesome. And they did a tour, I think they did, we're doing 13, I think they did 11 or 12, so very similar. There's a couple cities that are different to the tour, but as soon as they got back and they were like, you have to go, and like, it was the best experience of our whole lives. I was like, yeah, okay. And then Kristen, who organizes it all, I was like, can we do one now? I'm ready now.
Your dreams are coming true.
Yeah, that's right.
What's the, like, what's your, what are you most excited for? What city? What
sign? Man, science? That's such a good question. I'm looking forward to the days off. We are there for like 26 days, I think. Total, we get about 6 days off where we're not like traveling or playing.
Yeah.
So those days are going to be amazing, where we can do some more touristy kind of stuff. Mm. We're going to see some like interesting parts of China. Like, it's not a super touristy experience.
Yeah.
We're going to niche little corners. And the people. I want to meet some cool people.
Definitely.
That's what I'm excited about.
You know, it is exciting. You're playing kind of like nightclubs and smaller underground venues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, do you know much about the ones you're playing?
A couple, yeah. Most of them don't have like a Western social media thing.
Yeah.
Which is pretty interesting. So like, if you Google them, it's like, nah. But yeah, no, the venues look amazing. Like, there's a real variety of sort of like DIY spaces, and then like this one in, is it Haim in Shanghai, which is the first one we play. It's like a big concrete, crazy looking like discotheque thing.
Oh wow!
Which is going to be amazing. Wow. Yeah.
And how are you promoting this tour overseas then?
So that's back to Kristen. She's she's got a WeChat like presence thing, and she's on social media over there. Because we can promote it here and it's cool, but it's like most people, it's funny, it's two worlds for sure.
Yeah.
Like, there is, we're going into another world, which is cool.
Yeah.
I
feel like it's like the old model was start in Dunedin, go to London, get yourself big there, hope that it goes to the US. I like the complete reversal.
It's pretty random. But it's also closer. It's closer, it's way cheaper to tour China than it is. It's about three times the price to do Europe. We got a quote to do a European tour earlier last year, and late last year, I mean, and it was going to be like insane, really expensive. And we're like, oh, we just can't do that.
Yeah. But it's amazing because you'll just get such a unique experience.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Are you prepared for the road? Like you said, 26 days, 13 of them are shows. Mm. Then the mostly travel, like, how are you preparing for that?
I don't know. I think I'll bring some, like, card games or something. Or, like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to... I just sit in the train. How do you prepare for that? Stretches. Probably we can walk around on the train most of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, stretch or maybe bring a book.
Yeah.
Actually, it'd be a good idea.
So, in the band, I've seen the music videos. Mm-hmm. You've got a homemade two-string bass that the other half of the duo plays.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, Liam, the other Liam made that. So there's two of us. He just made it. It's sort of like a real cheap blues instrument that people make in the States. And yeah, if you got the basic wiring of a guitar, you can just thread that through a plank and put some strings on it.
And you've played it before?
I've had a go.
Is it hard to master?
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's very limited, which is kind of part of the charm of it, I think. But Liam really remembers, like, where each sort of tone or sound is on it. Like, it's, you know, it's almost like a double bass in that it doesn't have frets.
Yeah.
So you gotta, yeah, he's got a good feel for it now.
And, Is that kind of one of the tenets of the duo, kind of restriction can bring it out?
Mm-hmm. For sure, yeah. And it's like cheap and basic, like we are such a compact, rough and ready, ready to go kind of act.
Mm.
Like we have, Liam's actually in the UK living right now, so we're going to meet in China.
Oh, yeah.
And then we haven't had a practice in about, you know, 5 months. So we get one practice night and then straight into a tour. But that's kind of our style, you know.
Yeah.
Rough and ready. Yeah, it'd be rough different if we were like a technically good band.
Yeah, definitely. You know? And you played Camp Aloham before, from my understanding.
Yeah.
How long ago was that? Was that the most recent one?
The most recent one, which was 2024, start of 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that? Like, what kind of...
That was so cool.
Yeah.
And that's actually how we met Kristen, who organises these tours. She was like, you guys are fucking cool. You should do a tour with me. Because this is about the 8th one she's done.
Yeah.
So she's taken a bunch of Wellington and Auckland bands before. So she's doing South Island bands like Dale Kerrigan and us, which is cool. She's going digging deeper into New Zealand, you know?
Yeah, no, I love it. It feels like Dunedin is having quite the moment. Rolling Stone is managing to find a lot of the artists I just never thought they would even know about. It's just making me happy to see us put on.
It's super cool that the guy who's been doing that is a Scottish guy. I just talked to him on the phone 2 days ago, Connor someone, and he's just super into finding, you know, the real local underground stuff. He lives in Lyttelton. So I think it's mostly him that's doing the Rolling Stone Australia, real niche Dunedin, South Island stuff.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Every time I see a post, I'm just like, how do they know? How do they get that?
Yeah. Like, so cool.
But yeah, it's definitely good to see.
It is good to see. Like, I feel like it's getting more, maybe the industry, I don't know. Like, underground stuff's just getting more easier to find or something. Yeah. I don't know.
So your brother, Zach Hoffman, is a friend of the show and the station, mainly because he runs one, the breakfast, and I was asking for any secrets of the family, secrets of the trade. What he confessed was that you hum when you play.
That's a thing.
What's he on about with that?
It's just that's sort of what's the word like, you know, when you just do it on your own volition, like you're
it's just like
idiosyncratic maybe, or I don't know. It's not a very good technique because it's like but it just helps me think about what I'm doing. And it looks really weird because I like puff my like face out and I get real veiny in the face. It's really weird, but it helps.
So what are you humming? Are you humming the drums? Are you humming the rhythm?
Yeah, kind of the rhythm, going like that. It's really weird.
I don't think it's weird though.
It's just super fucked up.
It's just how you gotta how you got to let it come through and how,
that's right,
how your body reacts to music.
Yeah, smiley drummers. I'm like, how are you smiling right now? It's like my friend Josh. I'm like, what are you doing, man? That looks great. He looks like a movie. Mm. You know, he looks picturesque.
Mm. So the song 1 Million Pines, mm-hmm, which is what we were listening to before, is that based on the kind of the monoculture of the pines that grow around? Is that
Yeah, for sure. Because pine stuff. Yeah,
I saw that, and I'm like, this is how I know it's going to be one of the most rage fueled songs when I hear pines come up. In a title.
It's basically, yeah, exactly that. Monoculture pines. It's very just like silly though as well.
Because,
you know, the proliferation of pines is kind of silly.
Yeah.
And very silly and weird. Like, it's a Californian tree that's like colonized land that we've totally deforested. Like, when you start to think about it, it's so weird.
It's kind of, yeah.
And freaky and gross.
And it took me too long to realize that it was a thing. Like, I just thought that was what a forest looked like.
Yeah, yeah, we don't know. We're so, like, illiterate of our landscape.
That's why I think Utipuri's got quite a good balance of that.
Yeah, like, it does.
You go to kind of the town belt area, that's what I imagine, like, a forest would have looked like. Mm-hmm. Same with kind of the Lovelock garden areas, mm-hmm, and that kind of native bush part of the Botans. Mm. It's nice just to have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. What it once could have been like. I know around Dunedin there's no original forest. Until you get to about Orokonui. Mm. Or like, oh, there's little pockets maybe like, you know, Port Chalmers area or whatever. But most of it's been second growth from, I love forests, but it's like second growth from like 100 years ago.
Oh,
so it's like getting on, which is cool.
Yeah,
it doesn't take long for a forest to come back, like Ross Creek or, yeah. But then I got a good Rolodex of individual, they never got felled trees, like trees that never got cut down. Around Dunedin, there's a lot of individual big old ones.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Is there one in the Botans?
Yeah.
One with a sign on it and there's like a...
It's like the one they didn't chop down.
Yeah.
Cool, guys. Good job, I guess. All right. What a brag, eh?
We do have the tallest tree in New Zealand, though.
We do, don't we? The eucalyptus.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's not talked about enough. Like we've got, everyone's on, Baldwin Street. Like, we've got the tallest tree.
We do.
I don't know if you can go see it. Like, I assume...
Yeah, it's in Orokonui.
Yeah.
It's a eucalyptus, so it's not native, which is interesting. Got planted, I think, like 80 years ago.
Oh,
which is crazy, but it's super tall for some reason.
Can you walk up to it?
I think so, yeah. I know a couple arborists even who have climbed it, because they go climb it as part of training.
I was thinking, like, possum up there.
The game?
Yeah, game of possum, like classic.
Deadly.
Literally.
A deadly game.
You'll be killed out here. It's not, we don't do it. We don't take it lightly.
Oh, hell no.
But yeah, to kind of wrap up the interview, just what are you most excited for in the coming 26 days you'll be spending?
Oh my god, yeah, not working, being absolutely absorbed in this trip and all the things we have to do and all the new sights and smells, people, the cultural changes, the food. I'm going to have a lot of thoughts, I think. I think it's going to, like, change my brain chemistry a wee bit, which is, I need that. I need a bit of a shake-up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we cannot wait to hear anyone.
Yeah, I'll report back.
Yeah, anyone in bloody ear range of you, I think will be truly excited to hear the tales.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for
coming. Thanks for having
me. You can check out Night Lunch. They're on Spotify, they're on Bandcamp, as well as you can check their music videos out. They've got is it one or a couple on YouTube?
Just the one, actually.
Just the one. It's a good one.
It took so long that I never made another one.
So we will be listening to one of their songs next. This is House Full of Shit.
Great.
Enjoy.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate
it. Bye.
Oh.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.